I'm Marcela Sanchez with an AP News Minute. AP correspondent Lawrence Brooks reports on the mixed signals from the U.S. on how the war in Ukraine could end.
What's emerged so far from the Washington-led effort to end the war in Ukraine suggests a deal that seems likely to be favorable to Russia. Since January, President Donald Trump has rebuked Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, echoed Kremlin talking points, and suggested Kyiv would have to surrender territory and forego NATO membership. But while the optics so far have been in the Kremlin's favor, no proposals put forward have yet been cemented. And on Wednesday, Washington and Kyiv signed an agreement granting American access to Ukraine's vast mineral resources that could allow continued military aid to the country under ongoing attacks from Russia. Speaking after the deal was signed, Tammy Bruce, the State Department spokesperson, said it's now up to Ukraine and Russia to decide how to end the war. Zelensky said the deal was the first result of his truly historic meeting with Trump at the Vatican before the funeral of Pope Francis. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
I'm Marcela Sanchez.